The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Color bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the pool?
See, they do float.
Look at that!
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Yes, we are back once again with more Total Divas. Episode 12, and well, it seems like things are going to heat up, aren't they, Rock?
Oh, yes they are. Things are going to get really interesting in this episode. I can already tell.
So stay tuned. We'll fill you in on all the dirt right after the break. Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments...
Oh my God! Let it go!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you...
The home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and of course, all the great interviews we have done. including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
This is Amazing Kong, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
And we are back with Total Divas. We see Nikki moving in on the last episode. She's so excited. She's so happy. We see Brian winning his title. Brie is happy. You know, Brian's become a top guy. And, well, his schedule is picking up. You know, and, well, then, you know, we get the drama.
You have to sign this piece of paper for me. And Nikki's all aflutter. Frustrated, mad, pissed.
Embarrassed.
John's like, aww.
She ain't got no problem taking this $100,000 car.
Right? And here we go. We're jumping right into the show with Nikki driving.
She's not happy. She's very upset. She pulls over in the car and she calls somebody. She calls her sister.
Yeah. And she's discussing the paper with her sister. The home arrangement agreement that they've that he wants wants her to sign. Forget the name of it offhand. Basically, the paperwork says you will be a guest in my home.
And now she's going over the terms.
Like, he hands her the document after 26 boxes have been delivered. And Bree's talking about how this is the craziest thing she's ever heard, and how she believes, you know, she doesn't think Daniel Bryan would ever do something like that because it's not a normal relationship type gimmick thing.
Well, and Nikki's upset. You know, she doesn't know what to feel. She feels disrespected. She doesn't know whether she's supposed to, you know, just go along with it. You know, she's trying to understand it. She can't. Bree's basically going, no, you don't have to understand this.
Right, Nikki's talking, Bree's talking about the trust issue, and I can see it. Like, is there a trust factor between the two?
Well, is there something also stemming from a previous relationship? You know, could he have trust issues based on his last marriage and
right.
or other past experiences, and that's why, well, he's having this problem. But we'll get into that at the break, because we are at Arion's place. And Vincent's basically trying to get jiggy with it.
Yeah, he wants to get some action, and she just wants to go to bed. It's been 4 weeks for them. She's talking about the very painful condition she may have, and that's why she's not.
Whoa, that's too much information.
Yeah.
Vinny is packing. We'll just put it like that.
She asked the question. You should make your wiener smaller.
Well, it's like you said they're trying to pressure her for sex, and like she's telling him basically make your thing smaller because it hurts.
like, when you describe it as a, you know, a painful, you should back off. So we're back in Tampa with Nikki. She's checked into a hotel, basically.
And now she's talking to her mother on the phone. I like how she's not slumming it in a hotel, by the way.
Why should she?
I'm just saying.
She's got his car.
She's now going over the whole explanation again with her mother. Now her mother's asking, do you feel like a guest in this home? And her response is, she feels like it's her home. Her mother is being logical and reasonable.
And basically her mom brings up, we brought up that it's probably based off past experiences.
Right. And go ahead.
And she's basically saying she doesn't want his stuff.
Right. Nikki's basically saying John needs to let go of his past so they can move forward together. So we'll see what happens when they meet up again.
We will, but for now, Nikki's in a hotel. And we're back out on the road with the WWE. At the Wells Fargo Arena, we see Brian and Brie arriving. Brian stops to sign autographs and sort of leaves Brie standing there.
Because the fans are chanting, yes, yes, yes. And Bree's like, I want to just go. So that's what she does. She walks into the building.
And they're trying to get Natty to twerk.
And there's
I really like Natty's dress, by the way.
Arion's twerking, and now they're trying to get Natty to twerk. And yeah, and they're building the set for Raw.
Hi, staff people. We love you. They don't get enough love. I'm sorry, they just don't. And now we are at Monday Night Raw with Daniel Bryan coming to the ring.
And they're chanting, yes, 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 yes.
Is it wrong that I'm, like, waiting, I was always waiting, hi, Shield, for him to, like, trip over his feet? And now we see the Funkadactyl stretching out.
She can really do the splits. Can Trinity?
Yes.
And now all of Arion's business is hanging out.
Basically, Arion's dropping it like it's hot. And Trinity's basically telling you need to give some of that to Vincent. And now she's talking about her sexual problems to Trinity.
Trinity. She's like, TMI. Now they're talking about how long it's been. When John doesn't get it, he turns into the Grinch. Child boom.
I love how they're attributing to the fact that she's snappy all the time because she's not getting laid.
Right.
Trinity's basically like, girl, you need to get laid.
Right? As they announce, the song is, gonna get all funky up in here. Which is...
could be taken multiple ways.
Exactly. Hey, it's AJ.
Hi, AJ.
And we're at SmackDown. We were for, like, half a second. And now we're back in Orlando.
At the Performance Center, and there's an Alicia Fox, there's a TJ... There's an Ava Marie. They're all working in the ring.
Rings.
Yes, multiple rings. Now she's learning her craft.
Oh, it was horrible.
That was bad. And now Ava Marie is asking TJ for help.
Because TJ taught Natty, so she wants to be taught by TJ because she likes you know, how Natty wrestles. And
here's a thought you could ask Natty. And speaking of, here's Natty looking very pretty, showing up at the Performance Center with, and she catches TJ and Ava in the ring together.
Right. Natty is like, yeah, how is he, why is he teaching a newbie?
Oh, Natty! Natty! Burn!
All right, let's get into this. Where do you want to start?
Well, okay, let's start with obviously the elephant in the room, which is John Cena and Nikki.
I thought you were talking about Arion not getting laid.
Well, I'm sure we'll get into Arion not getting laid later in the show. We'll also probably get into Natty later in the show, I have little doubt. But let's just talk about this agreement for a second.
Let's.
You know, one thing that Bree said that kind of strikes a chord is that she's going, you know, well, in a normal relationship, this wouldn't happen. And she's right. In a normal relationship, you wouldn't be handed an agreement like that. But in the case of Nikki and John, they're not in a normal relationship. They're in a celebrity relationship, and that's completely different. And, you know, from his standpoint and from his lawyer's standpoint, he could be in a lot of trouble if he doesn't protect himself, especially if Nikki decides, you know, she's going to go psycho on him or she's going to try and take his stuff or whatever. It's basically, the agreement is just a protective measure.
Right.
That's all it is. It's not, it doesn't mean he's going to throw her out. It's in the event that something happens and they break up. You know, he has a legal piece of paper that states you have to be out by this certain amount of time and you have to take your stuff with you.
Right.
But, and for her, and we went over this last week, it's also a protective measure because basically she can't go out one day and come back to the house and find the locks changed and all her stuff either still in the house or sitting out on the front step.
Correct.
So it's a protective measure for both, but it's like, you know, it's really difficult, I think, to compare Bree and Brian to Nikki and John.
It is, because They've been living with each other for a while, and they were, when they started living with each other, they both weren't at the height of stardom they are at currently.
No.
John Cena's been a millionaire multi times over for at least 6-7 years at this point. 8-10 maybe at this point.
I would say 6-7 is probably a safe bet.
He has,
10 is kind of pushing it.
He has assets to protect.
Absolutely. And we'll get in more into that in a second, because we are back. We're back in Orlando. And the Performance Center. And, wow, they had to make sure her dress didn't blow up.
Right. Hey, it's Norman Smiley in the background.
Hi, Norman! Mr. Wiggle!
Do the big wiggle!
I love how Natty is ignoring Ava. This is amazing.
Natty doesn't like the fact that they're training. They fell in love because they were so intimate in the ring.
I didn't realize you were doing that kind of wrestling with him, Natty. Okay.
TJ's trying to explain what's been going on, how Eva wants a submission hold. God, I can only imagine her trying to put on a submission hold. Just watching.
Well, we're seeing her trying, and Natty's basically giving her the look of death, and basically Natty shuts it down with TJ basically telling the other girl in the ring that Eva was working with, oh, you guys should practice that.
Yeah.
But now we see Arion, she's at the hospital, she's got a doctor's appointment.
Alright, so I've heard this about this segment. This is going to get interesting.
Gentlemen, this is what ladies go through when they go see the lady doctor. Just pointing that out. So if there are any men that listen to the show... You're about to learn things, but yes, so basically the doctor's getting all the information, she's describing sex as very painful, and then obviously the cramps.
Right.
And we're about to start the exam. She wasn't expecting to get examined, so she didn't get waxed.
It's not that cute, was her terminology.
And now she's getting examined.
Wow, they're going right for the examination.
Yeah, that's what they do.
You wouldn't expect them to show it on television. She's now going to put a finger in Ariane's rectum.
Has she never had a gynecological exam before? And now we're getting the ultrasound done. She's putting the condom on the ultrasound machine because it's gotta go up in there.
Right.
Safety first.
Safety first.
So we're cleaning the machine.
She's marveling at the size of it and wondering if that's going all the way in her.
Yes it is. And basically they're talking about, you know, just because it hurts doesn't mean that she has entered into whatever the hell it is. I can't say it right now. And so now we're seeing the ultrasound, and she's looking at the ovaries and everything else. And everything else looks normal. And now they're talking about options. One of them is sex therapy.
She doesn't know what the problem is. She's very confused.
And rightfully so.
Right.
So yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys, if you have never seen a gynecological exam, that's what it is.
There it was. And now we're not in TJ's home.
And basically, they're trying to decide what they're going to do with their day. And TJ's saying he's going to go over to the performance center.
Eva asked him to come and work out. Natty's not happy.
Natty's not happy. Natty's having an upset at the moment.
Unhappiness is about to happen. I can.
Oh, yes. And now we see Bree. She's running in the park with Josie.
Is now waiting for a call from Daniel Bryan.
And oh! Bryan's got to break their date. Because he's got to do media.
To make it up to Jersey, he's going to give the dog a very romantic scratching.
He's going to scratch the dog's butt like he's never scratched her before. And Bree is not okay with the new schedule.
No, she misses her man. She's very sad that they cannot spend more time together because he's doing lots of talking on the medias.
Yes, he is now the quote-unquote face of the WWE.
Now Natty arrives at the Performance Center very conveniently. Now she's going to watch what's going on. Oh, good Lord, Eva.
She's wearing a bra? What are you talking about, Natty? She's got a bra on. Oh, God, Natty's going to find Fandango. Oh, jeez. Oh, Natty. Natty, you're not playing this game.
Oh, she's definitely playing the game. She sought out Fandango to train in the ring, roll around a bit, and she she's doing everything she can.
And basically, she doesn't have a reason to be in the ring with Fandango. She's just basically saying, you know, she wants to show Vince and Hunter that she's in good ring shape.
Yeah, she
to
wants
to get back in the title picture. And so, you know, now she's basically shoving Fandango's face into her boobs.
Yeah.
Just and rolling around with him, and well, TJ does not look happy.
No, he now notices what's going on. He's getting a taste of his own medicine right now. Fandango is like, ew.
Awkward!
First, she's not wearing a bra, now she's wearing a push-up bra.
Well, she's wearing a sports bra, which kind of mushes everything together and pushes it up. But oh, and now we're getting competitive! TJ's shirt has come off. And Eva's like, huh? What? What's going on?
Now he's explaining, seeing Eva and TJ rolling around, and TJ says, thanks. See you later, Eva. And he's done, and hope we don't have to work together soon, Fandango.
Oh, my. Things are about to get really... This is not a PG episode of Total Divas.
No, it's not. Oh, and it's not rated TV. It's rated TV 14. Oh, God. Kardashian Christmas. Anyway.
Run away.
So, let's talk about that segment.
Natty, why are you playing games?
Because she can.
I guess. I don't know. Like, that just, to me, that seems a little insecure and shallow.
Oh, she's very insecure because how old... If you look at Natty, she's a lot older than the current crop of divas.
Now, she's not a lot older. She's at most in her 30s.
And they're in their early 20s.
Eva's 27.
Okay, there's still a six-year difference. At least. I would assume. Maybe. I could totally be wrong.
No, she's not that old.
How old is Natty?
Natty Neidhart. She's 31.
Okay, a four-year difference. But, okay, at the same time as you look at TJ and Natty, look how long they've been together. If you remember earlier in the season, she had her moment where she, you know, was flirting with another guy and, you know, liking the attention. Maybe she thinks TJ's doing the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure she does. And it's something of, you know, yeah, she's been with him for 13 years. And they're married now. But it's something of to play games like that is really insecure and really much immature. It's like, why don't you just call him on it? You're his wife.
Right, and it looks like we're going to get to that point. It looks like, because I think either TJ's going to call Natty out on it, or Natty's going to call TJ out on it. Either way, we're going to get some blow-up coming here soon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will, but it's just, it's she doesn't need to do that. Yeah, and that's the thing, it's like, no, you don't need to be playing that game.
No. It comes off very immature.
So, yeah, that's just, more interesting things to come, but to kind of jump back into really Brian and Bree.
Okay.
Things look like they're heating up there, too. Everybody on the show be having relationship problems.
Yes. Yes, they are. In a way. Well, not everyone. A couple of them.
Not everyone. A couple of them are good, but it's just, yeah, it's like Bree's not happy with the new schedule, and it's, this is what you signed up for.
Right.
You know, especially if he became a major star, which I'm sure was the expectation at the time, or at some point in that relationship, was that Brian would not be where he was forever, and eventually Brian would begin to take off. This is kind of what you signed up for. But we'll get into that in a second, because, well, we're back at the Performance Center.
Now, even Natty are getting into it. Oh, Natty's flipping out on Eva.
Fandango's like, crazy!
Eva's like, I'm engaged, I'm getting married, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Natty is losing her mind right now.
Yeah, Natty's overreacting just a little bit to this.
For once, Eva is innocent.
Yeah, that's the green-eyed monster right there coming out, Natty. That's just, yeah.
Oh, well, now we're in a car with Vincent and Arion.
Oh, we're going to the sex therapist's office.
Yes, we're going to the sex therapist's office. Oh, this is going to get interesting. This might have been the segment okay. It's going to get interesting. Now they're making noises. Ariane's very uncomfortable talking about sex. So now they're going into the office, and this is going to get interesting really quickly. She's talking about how one of her issues is it's painful when having sex.
And, you know, basically she's never in the mood because of the pain. And basically, she wants to know how to fix it.
Right. She. Oh my God, she enjoys oral, and now she asks the doctor. The doctor asks him if this is penis is large. Now the next question is, are you horny? And she says, no.
And basically she says she's not a sexual person.
Right. And Vinny's like, uh-oh. She asked, do you strip for Vincent? And she's like, no.
Whoa.
And there's the question. How often do you masturbate? She says, that's weird for her.
And, yeah, basically the therapist has given her the what for.
Like, you haven't investigated what you like sexually. Well, yeah, I'll let you explain this.
Basically, they are talking about the female orgasm and how it doesn't happen exclusively through intercourse, which is true. And basically, the doctor is trying to get her to broaden her horizons.
She needs to get a vibrator.
Read dirty books, you know, and basically figure out what she likes. Broaden her horizons.
PBS.
And now we're getting into role playing and scenes
and bondage.
And basically, because she's a wrestler, that's what they're associating it with.
Uh-huh.
And Vincent would be into the role playing. Ariana is all kinds of uncomfortable right now. Like, seriously, you could just tell. She's like, get me the heck out of here.
Right? They need to expand their sex life, is what the doctor recommends. And now we're in Tampa with the Bellas. Bree's learning a new move, a drop kick off the top rope.
And now they're talking about John and the agreement and how Nikki hasn't talked to him.
Now the girls are talking about it.
Basically, Nikki's
saying that you should be telling all this stuff you're telling me to John right now. Nikki doesn't want to screw up. That's basically the plan right now. She's afraid of what will happen if they talk about it.
Well, she's saying, you know, John and I have had the perfect relationship, which in her head they have, but it's very clear that they don't have the perfect relationship. And Bree's basically to saying you need to talk to him before you blow up at him. Because
right.
All of it's going to eventually just result in that.
Now Bree's trying to fix Nikki's hair. Oh. Now Nikki has a big decision to make.
And she calls and leaves John a voicemail. Ooh, things are going to go down between Bree and Brian.
Oh, we're going to get drama there. All right, you want to begin?
Arion and Vinny are going to broaden their horizons. This is going to get interesting.
So we had a gynecological exam. Now sex therapy. Oh, this show is amazing. On so
many levels.
This show
is all kinds of educational.
It's very educational. It's so interesting. This is why the show is awesome. If you don't like the show, just for those two segments alone, you have the two polar opposites of stuff. Here's one really serious gynecological exam, and here's sex therapy. Both uncomfortable for people involved in two different ways.
I mean, I can't imagine agreeing to do that on camera, both things. Like, that's just, like, because you could tell she was really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it didn't help that the cameras were there filming it.
Right.
And then, like, Vinny's got a pillow on his lap, basically trying to hide something. You know, because I'm sure he was probably a little excited based on the conversation that they were having.
Right.
So it's like, I'm sure that was really awkward and uncomfortable to begin with, because you're talking to a stranger about sex, and she admitted she doesn't like to talk about sex. She's not a sexual person. She doesn't see herself that way.
Right.
So to be able to have to sit there and, one, talk to a stranger about it, and, two, talk in front of cameras about it, I'm sure was all kinds of weird and uncomfortable for her. So I applaud her for doing it, especially also doing the gynecological exam, too.
Right. The look on their face when they said, "How often do you masturbate?" was priceless.
Right?
Oh, that was tremendous. So there's that, and then there's the Eva Marie Natty stuff, where Natty just blows up in Eva's face, and it's the first time in this entire show history where Eva looks good. compared to everyone else.
Yeah, let's kind of talk about that for a second.
All right. Because
that's, I think, Natty overreacting. Just a little bit to the situation. It's like, okay, I get it. You're jealous. You don't want TJ in the ring with another woman. Especially someone like Eva Marie, who you don't necessarily trust. I can understand that. But there are better ways to handle that than going and getting a male wrestler and basically playing a high school game of, look, I'm going to make you jealous because I can be in the ring with somebody you don't want me to be with either, you know, at the same time. It's like, you guys are married. Just confront him about it. Just talk to him about it. You know, he's your husband. You should be able to have those kinds of conversations. You shouldn't have to play these games. But, well, as we keep saying, we'll get into it. We'll get into it because, well, we're back in Tampa, and, oh, we're back at Natty TJ's.
Nice segue. And,
oh, it's a gizmo.
Oh, TJ has his Fandango here. Natty's still trying to explain herself. She's basically saying Eva's everything. She's not a swimsuit model, etc. TJ's like, she wants to be like you, and she wants to wrestle like you. Wants to wrestle you.
And now they're having the serious talk, and Natty admits she overreacted.
And TJ brings up, you were trying to get me jealous? Now TJ's making fun of Fandango. TJ, sorry about
that. And basically,
they're making up.
And they make up by locking up.
That's how they fell in love.
They're such wrestling dorks, and they're adorable. But yeah, so that's the talk y'all two should have had from the get-go.
Right. Now we're in Phoenix, Arizona with Bray and Daniel.
And it's hot out. But they're getting to have a romantic lunch, and she's very excited, and it's a nice restaurant.
They're talking about how they would decorate their kitchen like this.
And, well, he gets a phone call. Or he's getting a text message.
Goes from text to, oh, here's a phone call. From Mark.
Oh, she's not happy.
And then I was like, I can do it if you really need me to. And then he walks outside and Bree's all, uh-oh, I'm a little annoyed now. Food's there. At least it won't get cold.
Right?
She starts eating and staring at him as he sits on the phone.
Comes back in and apologizes.
He had to do a phone interview.
Like, she's trying to understand. And trying to be okay with this, and she is clearly not.
Now she's looking at the phone, and there's another phone. Oh, Brian's a busy, busy man.
And oh, she's not happy.
No. She has that mad at this point. Brian knows she's not talking. She just wanted like an hour or two of just the two of them.
And she wants the, you know, the Brian she's dating from the beginning. And basically Brian points out, so you want the guy that wasn't as successful as me.
Ooh. Oh, she said, that made her feel like you gave a shit about me.
Talk about overreacting, jeez.
Right? She says there's always an excuse. She's not happy. Oh, good lord.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, things are getting really interesting on this show. Okay.
All right.
So let's get into
what
we just saw, which is Bree and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
As Nanny and TJ kissed and made up and had the talk they should have had from the get-go. But let's talk about Bree and Brian.
Let's.
Like, I can understand Bree's perspective. It's got to be hard for her and for Daniel being apart so much and him constantly being on the road and having to do media and basically be the guy. And, you know, she should have kind of known that going in based on the fact that her sister is dating John Cena and she would have seen Cena's schedule or known Cena's schedule and kind of had the same idea of what Brian was getting into.
Right. When they first start dating, they had all the time because they weren't... One, when they first started dating, Bree wasn't full-time with WWE. I think at one point she left WWE, so they had whenever he had an off day, they were together. They had a lot of time together. Now that she's back on the road and he's on the road, he's doing a lot more on the road, interviews and etc., media and stuff. They don't have the same amount of time.
Right, and it's something also you're starting to see... the swing in the power, too, or the swing in the relationship, because obviously when they started dating, she would have been far more successful than he was, and now he's more successful than her.
Right.
And he's starting to gain that success, and, you know, so it's something of she's not necessarily in control anymore, which you can clearly see she likes to be the one in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to comment on the being disrespected thing for a second. Because it's like, I get it. You want to have a nice lunch with your boyfriend and he keeps answering his phone. But it's something of when it's work, you got to take the call.
Right.
Especially in his case. If it's, you know, he's not in a position to say no. He's not in a position to say, oh, I can't right now. I'm at lunch with Bree.
Right. He has to do what the company says.
Right. It's basically the company says jump, he says how high. And, you know, so the fact that she's kind of not understanding that is a little, I don't want to say selfish because selfish isn't the right word, but it's just a little...
And I think Nikki is going to talk some sense into her here in a little bit as we're back in Los Angeles with Arion and Vincent. And he has bags. He went shopping. He brought wine. A good wine. Not a cheap one, a good one.
He brought bubbly.
He got
a riding crop.
Yeah. Option two, the vibrator. As he's playing with the vibrator and the different speeds of the vibrator. And he's teaching...
Boys in their toys?
Hey, it's pink and blue. And now he brought the big toy out.
That would be called a wand.
That would be called the wand, okay.
We have handcuffs, we have all kinds of paraphernalia. Somebody went to the porn store!
Yep. He's like, pick a couple of them, we'll try them.
She wants to see the riding crop.
Now she's gonna hit him with it. he's going to get her drunk. Then. Oh, good Lord, Vinny. As he pops the champagne, has no idea where it goes.
And she's got her heels on. She's feeling good. Oh, she likes that riding crop.
She's whipping his ass with it. She's saying you have to start small. Oh my God.
Wow.
They did the Daniel Bryan yes thing and she twerked.
So where Daniel Bryan blushed. And yeah. Now we're getting a blindfold, we're taking the champagne, we're going into the bedroom.
She's feeling very in control and the dog is scared.
Nice way to cover yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, Arion got lucky. Congratulations.
As they both did to Daniel Bryan. Yes, yes, yes. And now we're with Nicole and Brie.
Doing yoga.
Yes. She doesn't want to talk about the whole thing with John because he left a message and hasn't heard. So they're doing yoga.
So we're going to press our feelings by doing yoga.
Yes. She's giving her crap for texting. Oh, God, Lord. Now they're playing with their boobs. And now they're going to talk.
Basically, Bree's not happy. Brian has no time.
She liked the simple life. Nikki just says Brie is very needy. Nikki's like, if you were booked as the Divas Champion, picked on every show, and you would love it.
Basically, she's telling her to deal with it, to live with it.
She's basically saying, he has a lot of stress on his plate. Just don't add more stress to it. Oh. Bree's realizing she's been very bitchy.
So yeah, so Bree realizes she's been overreacting just a little bit.
Just a tad.
So, you know, that's good that she sees it. But yeah, basically, she was. You know, it's something of this is his career taking off. Her career has sort of...
Well, not really. Her career is on the rise, too.
Her career is on the rise, but it's not rising as fast as Brian's is. It's something of Nikki, I think, as far as WWE is concerned, Nikki has gone as high as she can really go.
Brie.
I'm sorry, Brie. I will get them straight one of these days.
Remember.
Brie and Nikki, though. They've really gone as high as they can go.
Hold on. Remember Daniel Bryan's trick. One has just fuller lips.
Yeah, fuller lips. That's it. But no, back to the point. They've gone about as high as they can go. I mean, in terms of the company now, them getting TV deals and that kind of thing. Yes, that part of their career is starting to take off.
Right. And let's not say this. They also are not spending a lot of time because of the show we're watching.
Right.
So the time they would have has shrunk, and Bree's not happy about that. But that's what happens when you sign up for, one, the show, and two, Daniel Bryan becomes John Cena for a couple months.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, somebody had to fill that spot, and, you know, he's doing this for the benefit of both of you.
Right, because the position he's in now, he's peaking. He's going to make the most money, and they're going to be able to buy the best house, and then to support their children down the line. So the little sacrifices you make now will pay off big in the end.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, it's, you know, and I think Nikki gave her that perspective, but as far as Nikki not talking to John and avoiding the issue.
Well, she called and left John a voicemail and never heard from him.
But this is something that it's like you just don't call him once and you leave him a voicemail and you wait for him to call you back. This is something of your entire future, your entire relationship is in jeopardy right now. Because it's something of you've moved in with this guy, all your stuff is at his house, you've got a choice whether you're going to sign this agreement or not, you two disagree over it, she leaves, she takes his car, and she moves into a hotel.
Right.
And it's something of, this needs to get settled, and it needs to get settled relatively quickly, because as of right now, she's homeless.
Right.
If you think about it, right. She's living in a hotel.
Right, and we don't know how many days it's been. This could be day two.
This could be day two, this could be a week. We honestly don't know, you're right, but it's something of, you know, it's not you call him once, it's you call him when you're ready to talk, and that's, you keep calling him until he answers.
Right. And we're back in Tampa, Florida.
At the hotel.
And she gets a phone call. And she answers it eventually.
And, oh, it's Asena.
Speaking of the devil. He thought he would get her voicemail. He's been waiting to talk to her. He wants her to be comfortable with all this, and he wants to explain himself. He wants to do it in person.
And basically he wants to talk in person, and then, you know, he offers dinner.
She's like, show me for dinner.
No, I'm curious, did she go back to the house at some point and get her clothes?
She must have. Because, you know, she has fancy clothes now.
Better she went shopping.
Either way. Means another box of clothing is coming into the house. John says he loves her.
And she's really kind of not having any of it at the moment.
No. He's trying to be all nicey-nicey and, yeah. Hey, look at that. We're home with Daniel Bryan and Brie.
Oh!
The dog's not giving her attention. Brie's saying she's been holding a grudge against Bryan. And there he is, the bearded one. The bearded one has returned home to give his dog a romantic butt scratch.
Well, hopefully he gives his girlfriend slash fiance slash whatever something, a more romantic scratch than just a butt scratch.
Right.
Brian's like, so I talked, or Nikki, or Bree's going, so I talked to Nikki. Oh, so was there a lot of boob talk?
Pretty much. She's talking about how she doesn't exist in his world, and in her Bree way, she's trying to apologize. He's talking about he'll try to do better as well. And now they kiss and make up. And now she's saying everything I just said a minute ago for the house, the family, etc.
Right. And yeah, you know, it's a rough patch, but they'll get through it.
Right. She's saying she's needy. She wants attention. It's not a bad thing. He just said, you should make me a sandwich, woman.
And she's like, I was gonna do it anyway, but I'm not making you the sandwich because you called me woman. Like, I'm just waiting for her to smack her on the butt. That's what I'm waiting for.
Right? And now Nikki's all... Yeah, she got some clothes.
Yeah, she went back to his house at some point and got her clothes.
Yeah. So now they bring out the paper, and John's like, he wants to explain the situation. He's basically, if you turn in a super evil person that he's never seen, he would be stuck if that happened. She's like, if I don't sign this, there's no future for us. And, of course, we get a break.
Well, to be fair, she's right. I mean, that puts the relationship in an extremely awkward position because it's something of he basically said, if you want to stay in this house, if you want to live here, you have to sign it.
Right.
Now, there's nothing saying she couldn't get a place in Tampa and she couldn't live in Tampa. But, you know, basically that's going to do damage to the relationship because that shows her he doesn't trust her. And as we said before on this show, without really trust, there can't be a relationship.
Right.
And now, just there can't be.
And now the point we're waiting for is, why is John doing this? We've heard bits and pieces, but the point that's coming is the exact explanation and the entire reason behind this paper.
Right.
Is it just to protect themselves? Is it something he just has to do? What is the exact reason? And that's sort of what we're waiting for, probably. Here in the next minute, we'll probably find out when they come back from break.
Right. Well, he already kind of said it, you know. He is trying to protect himself. You know, she turned into a monster that he hasn't seen, but that could be inside of her. We don't know her. We don't know how she's been in her past relationships.
Right.
And neither does he. He would be stuck. And it would be something of, it could get very ugly very quickly between the two of them. So it's something of, this piece of paper basically ensures that he has his rights and she has hers, as we keep saying. And if something were to happen, if they were to split, then he has the legal recourse to make her leave if she doesn't want to, and she has the legal recourse to get her things if he doesn't want to give them up.
Right. Basically, what it's probably going to boil down to is, do you want my stuff? Yes or no? Her answer is no, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's sort of where I expect it to boil over to. Because that's what it is, basically. I don't want you taking my stuff that I've worked all these years for. So I'm trying to protect myself from that, just in case something were to happen.
Exactly. It's just, it's him protecting himself, which, in his position, it's understandable.
And probably the same way protecting her as well.
Oh, yes.
And we're back.
Her as well. And we're back.
Bringing up the paper. She calls him selfish because she was already pretty much unpacked, and she's like, you didn't bring it up before because you thought I would say no. And he's fessing up to all that. He's saying she was right.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to screw it up. John's talking about how his money is used to pay for his family.
Yeah, he pays for his mom's house, his brother's house, his brother's medical bills. He supports his family completely with what he does.
Right. And she had no idea all this was happening.
Okay. And we'll get into it then. We'll let her finish, but I want to get into that afterwards.
Right. She's like, he's like, I don't have to move. You don't have to move your stuff out now.
And now they're discussing marriage and a prenup. Really? Is everything with her about sex?
Yes.
Like, really?
Oral too. Sex every day and oral too. 10 to 15 kisses. He apparently owes her 15 now anyway. And they make out in front of the camera. As you can
and
see.
And basically everything is copacetic.
Yeah. Next week on Total Divas.
Oh, we see Vinny beginning to train as a wrestler.
Oh, Nikki's all about redecorating and stuff.
Oh, this is going to get interesting.
All right.
So, okay, before we...
Hold on, before we get into any more. Where's JoJo? There was no JoJo. None. Like,
right?
The first two episodes of the season, there was a little bit. Not much. Like, in the background, there was no JoJo. Not a single point of JoJo in that at all.
Yeah. WWE, please, where's JoJo? # where's JoJo, people?
Right.
Tweet her. Let's find out where she is. Let's get her back on the show. Because, yeah, I'd actually like to see more of her. I'm curious about her.
Right. Especially after what's gone down at Survivor Series and stuff.
Exactly. So, I want to see where she's at and where she's training, but let's just get into it.
Okay.
Because I'm sorry, I can't get over the fact that it's like she didn't know that
mm-hmm.
about him, that he's supporting his family. That, you know, his money is going to his mom's house and his brother's house and his brother's medical bills. And, like, you would think at some point in the relationship, because they've been together probably, what, 8-9 months at this stage?
Probably over a year. It's not that she didn't know it, probably didn't know to that degree.
But that would be something that at some point you would come up in that course of that relationship.
Not really. If you really think about it, it's his personal business.
But they're dating. Like the whole point of dating is to get closer, to get to know each other, to find out those intimate things about each other. And so for her to not know that, I find that a little shallow, because it's like it just makes the relationship seem it's pretty much all about sex, and that's it.
Well, have you seen the relationship?
I have seen the relationship, but it's like, you know, I'm not sure whether it's the fault is on her because she didn't, you know, get to know him better, or the fault is on him because he didn't open up to her like that. Maybe it's on either end, but it's just like, you know, you would think that with being together for pretty much almost a year at this stage, that you would know that about somebody.
Oh, you would assume, but even a year in, I don't know. Like, he's a very private person, so details like that, I'm not sure he's really open to talk about, since he doesn't like to, you know, mention any of that sort of stuff out there.
I guess, I don't know, but still, it's like, she's your girlfriend. You know, you're getting serious with her. You're having her move in with you. That should be things. Those are the kinds of things that she should know, or she should, at least as we've seen, start to learn.
And I guess they've reached that point where she's going to start to learn different things.
Right. So, but yeah, so I just wanted to get into that. So that is Total Divas episode 12. And now I believe we're going to get into a little bit of Total Divas episode 13.
Yes, we will.
So what are we getting into with these clips?
Well, first, we're going home with John Cena and Nikki Bella. Take a listen.
Aw, hi, my love.
What's going on? How's it working?
Amazing. Have you been icing?
No, I have been icing, so...
Do you want a massage?
No.
You sure?
You are too much. You look fantastic.
Thank you. It was a good sweat. I had to change, like, right after, because I was too wet to drive.
This is going to be good.
Okay.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, these.
What are you doing?
Oh, smelly clothes hamper is over here. And the nice clothes hamper is over here.
Smelly socks, right? Watch this. Bam, taken care of. The smelly hamper ate it.
Feed me workout clothes. I don't like the workout clothes. I like nicer clothes.
Oh my God.
I'm starting to think that maybe John has some OCD. No candles, no personal photos. Put my dirty clothes in the right hamper. I think my man might have some issues.
Showers that way. You know about that.
Oh, John Cena.
Okay, the candles and the personal photos. Okay, yeah, that's a little much. But as far as him, you know, having a clean clothes hamper and a dirty clothes hamper, girl, everybody has a dirty clothes hamper. And everybody, you know, likes, you know, the dirty clothes thrown in the dirty clothes hamper, or at least in the general vicinity of the dirty clothes hamper, if it's me. So, you know, it's something of, it's his house. You know, he has a system. It's set up the way he likes it. You just gotta learn the system.
Right.
You know, and it's something of, you know, it's like you just put him in the hamper. Although those were the nicest clothes hampers I think I've ever seen in my life.
Right? I have a cheap $10 hamper. Not even that much.
I have one of the collapsible hampers, but still, it's like, really? Wow, those are some nice clothes hampers.
Yeah, it's a collapsible one. It collapses right down. I don't know how much it was. $5, $10, whatever it is. Point being, those are fancy. You can, like, sit on top of them. Oh, John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Well, Nikki's trying to learn, but Cena's, you know, and Cena's trying to learn her, but it's like, this is called moving in with someone. This is what happens when you move into somebody's house. You learn their system, and they learn yours. This is the whole part of the adjustment process.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, now, what else do we have? Because we've got another one, don't we?
We got another one. Let's just say it involves Natty and Eva Marie. Take a listen.
It's our first action figure, everybody.
I'm doing a lot of firsts.
Yes.
Hey, dear. Sandra. Guys.
You're getting scanned, too?
Yeah. I'll wait until you're done, though.
Okay.
I'm actually really surprised that Eva got to be scanned. She's only been with the company for 6 months. I think that she was picked because she's hot, but she's still got so much more to learn and so many things to prove before any of us actually take her seriously, especially me.
Are we gonna scan these puppies? Small waist, big boobs, you know?
She's such a hooch.
And I'm thinking the bigger they are, the more sales we'll get.
I completely agree.
Oh my God!
Go.
Really? I mean, really?
Really?
Let's just propagate the sexist everything, Eva. Yeah, let's make my boobs as big as possible so I sell the most action figures. Really? Come on! God, I'm with Natty. Totally with Natty. You go, girl.
Told you.
What's sad is I actually saw GIFs of this on Tumblr, so I had a feeling that's what it was. But yeah, it's... And granted, I'm going to have to see it in context, but it's like, What the heck, girl?
Yeah, she won. I'm with Natty. One, you shouldn't be getting action figure just yet, because, you know, you're new. Unless they're making a one for the Total Divas.
Well, I think it's something of they scan everybody for action figures, because they went down to NXT, and they scanned a lot of the NXT wrestlers, and they keep the scans on file. So it's something of when they get called up to the main roster and they're prepared to start making action figures, they already have the scans, so they can start production on them right away. So that's probably more what they were doing, is it's, okay, well, let's get the scan and we'll keep it on file. And for all we know, she could be getting an action figure. You know, we're coming up on a year.
Not even
at this point for her. Well, Mania, I would count Mania, I guess, as a year.
We're still 6 months away.
Give or take.
No, it's November. WrestleMania's in April, so 6 months. 5 months.
Five. Five.
Alright, you know, whatever. Five.
But she was with WWE before that.
Not much longer.
I know, but still. The point is, she's coming up on a year. Can we agree to that?
Yes, she'll be coming up on a year in 5 to 6 months.
God. You're such a pain in the butt.
Well, I got to be.
But I can understand why they would scan her, is when they're ready to put an action figure in production, they will. But I can also see them doing action figures specifically for the Total Divas.
Right.
Because as we saw, the Bellas are getting, you know, we've seen this in our figure news, which you can hear as a bi-weekly segment sometimes on the rack. Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com. Cheap plug. That the Bellas are getting their figures. In the clip, it showed Natty's figure. We know the Funkadactyls have figures. Several of the other Divas are also getting figures. So they're expanding the toy line for the Divas in addition to the male talent. So it's something of Eva's getting scanned for her action figure, which we do or we don't know whether it's going into production.
Right.
She might be coming out with the next line that comes out probably around Mania. Mm-hmm. Possibly. So we would just have to see. But still, the point is, really, you're going to ask them to scan your boobs? Really? Honey, if you want your boobs scanned, go to the gynecologist. They'll even squish them for you.
And then he will stick the thing up. Anyway, this has been another edition of the Rack Extra.
Anyway, as Rock said, this has been another edition of the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be back next week with episode 13. What did the girls get into now? I'm sure I will have a way more epic rant on Eva Marie and her getting her boob scan once I see it in context. I just have this hunch. So until then, we're going to say goodbye now, and we'll see you next week.